All right. Before we get out of here, it's been the 800-pound gorilla in the room. As I mentioned earlier in the show, I told myself that I was going to be happy today because I've spent the last 2 days feeling really, really bad. And it has to do with what happened down in Annapolis on Thursday. If you've been out of town or if you just don't care, a madman with a shotgun broke into the newsroom or fired his way into the newsroom of the Annapolis Capital Gazette and killed five people. He killed John McNamara. He killed Gerald Fishman. He killed Wendy Winters. He killed Rob Hyacin. He killed Rebecca Smith for no other reason than he was angry at the paper. Folks, there's an anger loose in this land. There's a virus loose in this land. Everybody's mad all the time. Horrible things are happening all around us. And what we as human beings need to do is figure out how to stop all this. This was personal for me. One, because I spend most of my time on social media fighting with media haters. And number two, it's because of what I do for a living. That could have easily been me that got killed by somebody mad coming in with a shotgun. I don't know what the answer is. Whenever something like this happens, everybody says we got to do something, and no one knows what something is. You know what I think? I think we improve things by up in public discourse a little bit. Don't be such a jerk on social media to people. You know, don't be ready to kill people that whose politics you don't agree with. Folks, we're in a toxic place right now in this country. And it's not a situation where you sit there and say, well, there's nothing I can do. You're wrong. There is something you can do. Stand up, rise up, demand, make it stop. A nation full of activists can't be stopped. This has got to stop. And I'll be 100% honest with you. If there's one saving grace in this whole mess, it is that that shooting wasn't political. Because if it was, we'd all be at each other's throats right now. I've never seen this country at this stage. And I want to memorialize those five whose names I mentioned. And then I want to tip my cap to their coworkers. In the midst of that carnage, people who actually saw this happen from under desks said, we're putting out a damn paper. And you know what? They put out a damn paper the next morning. You know why? Because that's what professional journalists do. My hat is off to those people down there. Now, a word about, I knew two of them. Rob Hyacin, the editor, one of the editors there, didn't know him well, met him a couple of times. But I did know him. John McNamara, who up until like 4 or 5 years ago wrote nothing but sports for them, I've seen him 1,000 times. He's the one the Orioles memorialized in the press box last night. And John McNamara deserves to have his name mentioned because he wasn't one of those big star sports writers. You know, he wasn't one of those guys with 30,000 Twitter followers and all that. Now, you know what he was? He was the guy that was there all the time. He was at the Maryland basketball games. He was at the Bay Sox. He was the guy with the information. Didn't make a lot of money. Wasn't a massive success. I don't imagine if you look at it on a career stage. But a guy that was dedicated to his craft and a guy that loved what he did. They moved him to the news side about 4 years ago. So we didn't see him all that often. But believe me, everybody knew who Mac was. And so oftentimes we get numb to stories like this. But when the word came in that a newsroom had been shot up, I work in a newsroom, folks. That was personal to me. And then later that afternoon when they read those five names off and there were two names that I knew, it really brought it home. Because you hear of a tragedy like that and you hear, well, how horrible for these people. But in this case, I had faces in my mind when I'm thinking about the people we lost. I don't know what the answer is. None of us know what the answer is. But we all know what the symptoms are. There's too much hate in this world. A friend of mine compared it to 1968, and I said I have to disagree, because in 1968 there was a cause. Cause is Vietnam, civil rights. There were things worth being angry about and fighting with people about. What's the cause today? There is no cause today. No one seems to know why all this is happening. So here's how you fix it. Start being nicer to people. You know? Stop wanting to kill people that disagree with your politics. You know? In fact, can politics for a while. Just don't even think about it for a while. You know why? Because that's as toxic a thing as I can imagine right now. There's a reason on my show that we don't talk politics. Because it is absolutely poison. And it's never been as bad as this. I've never seen this country in this kind of shape. And that doesn't have a whole lot to do with five journalists being blown away the other day. But it's symptomatic. It just makes me think of all the things we need to do better at. And we need to start doing better at them damn fast. You know why? Because we need each other. No man is an island. No country is an island. Damn it. Stop. Okay. End of rant.